Tools of the Trade.
This will be a rather brief Tools of the Trade because although it is an instrument that we're using here, it's kind of more of a radical toy that Casio made in the 80s.
You're saying it's a piece of junk?
Excuse me, mister. It's not a piece of junk if you use it correctly. There are ways. What I am holding is a Casio DG20. We were supposed to do this last week, but something came up. And we had to pull an audible on the play, so to speak. But we do have the Casio DG20 on us right now, and we actually don't need these drums, John.
Okay.
We don't need these drums.
I'm going to...
What is it?
Take a pass at what it is. So it's a synthesizer, but it's shaped like a guitar. It has guitar strings. It's got drum presets on the side.
It makes the sounds of an 80s Casio keyboard.
Except it's... except you do it by playing guitar?
Yeah, so there's like plastic strings that go up there, and they obviously trigger sort of which string you're playing, and then the fretboard is rubber, and it has sensors underneath it, so it knows what fret you're playing in conjunction with what string you're playing, if that makes sense. This is the organ. Actually, yeah. Hang on a second. Just hang on just 1 second.
Imagine the technology would have been pretty expensive at the time,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, I think so. I reckon this... Yeah, I'd say so. It does have drums.
Oh, shit.
Can you rock out for me?
It's a bit tricky. Change the sound up. Drum fill. No, I'm not going
to
sing.
Now, just to paint a picture for you, Big Hungry's playing a synthesizer which looks like a real 80s guitar. I can kind of imagine it would be a good tool to have if you were interested in staying awake for 3 or 4 days
and
then
great.
Going busking on Queen Street.
I've got a chap on the internet playing one here. Let's listen to...
Dueling keytars.
I'll give you here because this is what they're trying to do. The most terrible ones on here are the actual guitar sounds when it tries to sound like a guitar. Fan of the organs. The organs are absolutely delicious. It's hard to kill
it's
sometimes.
It's basically a super kitsch instrument.
It looks like a guitar Darth Vader would play, though. Would you agree?
Yeah, or Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah,
maybe the Misfits.
Well, one of the fantastic things about this, though, the sleeping ingredient to this If people out there know about what MIDI is, this is actually can be used as a MIDI controller as well. There is a Casio DG10 that came out before this, which is even crappier if you can imagine, John. But it didn't have the MIDI out. This has MIDI out, so you can control other synthesizers with it, which actually expands the steez of this instrument quite a lot. And I have a chap on the internet here that's got a Casio DG20 and he's plugged it straight into a modular synthesizer. And the results are good. The results are good.
I've got it wired up to the synthesizers in the background, so I'm just going to play a bit of music.
So it is. Well, the future's past, according to Casio back in the day. I did want to leave everybody with the clarinet. What?
That was Tools of the Trade.